Airports I have known. Before you get somewhere, you have to go somewhere. The collection of airports this trip will be those in Albuquerque, Denver, Newark, Houston, and Santo Domingo. With checking in, security, eating, waiting, layovers, flight time, 20 hours will go by as quick as a Clint Eastwood Dirty Harry marathon on Saturday afternoon television. At 11 this evening, waiting for Newark ticket agents to check in to work and get us boarded, all the familiar sights are in play. There are transport golf carts picking up stragglers who have trouble walking long distances between terminals and gates. There are security men and women with walkie-talkies on their hips, blue ball caps, and whistles dangling around their necks, looking vigilant. There are pilots dressed for work, standing in line for coffee, but able to whisk past security easily. An announcement repeated often advises us not to take luggage from strangers and reports such incidents immediately. Bartenders do inventory and waitresses make sure they have 2 pins for taking orders. The Newark Air Terminal is clean and a United Airlines hub. There's shopping here for those that want it, and many travelers, even at this late hour, are plugged into the internet, charging cell phones, playing video games, or watching movies. Some hours later, leaving Newark, flying at night around 8 hours, Scott is coughed up in Santo Domingo, feeling like Jonah exiting the damn whale that swallowed him. Picked up by Berluise at the Santo Domingo airport, whisked down Avenida of the Americas, past palm trees, with the Caribbean Sea on one side, industrial areas, hotels, restaurants on the other, my Airbnb accommodations are waiting for me. Escaping snow was one of my main directives. If I see a penguin, I'm going to check my airplane ticket, call the pilot a drunk, and demand a full refund. If I wanted to be cold, I would have gone north instead of south.